Welcome to Her Voice. This is Shonda Seeley, your host, and your other host, Ms. D. Neal.
How y'all doing?
What's up, my partner? Today's guest that we will be speaking to is Dirty Red. What's up, Red?
I'm chilling. What's up in the says?
I wanted you to tell the listeners of Her Voice a little bit about Dirty Red.
Oh, man, Dirty Red, the raw ass. It's chilling straight up out of Tampa, Florida, 813. You know, doing it big, independently, you know what I'm saying? Got my own independent company, Hood Grown ENT. Released my first album independently called Entitled Hood Grown after the company. And basically, you know, just trying to push it to that next level. That's it.
That's right. Well, you doing it, and that's the way to do it, is independent, because you're definitely working harder when you pushing it yourself than it is with a major backing.
Right.
You know, that's for sure. Well, can you tell us who were some of your influences?
Really? Me.
I know that's
my
right
answer. But as far as the chick rappers that I like, you know what I'm saying? I like Dia X. I like Mary J. She ain't even no rapper, but she's just a real chick. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she be
real. I like, you know, not really as an end, more as an influence, because I do want to get into the acting thing. That's really why I got into rapping, and I just started loving it. But, you know, I like what the chicks, you know, chicks as a whole, you know, doing in the industry or whatever. I know it's hard as hell in the industry, so I kind of respect everybody, you know what I'm saying, as an influence, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, that's right, because it is. You're right. It's hard being a woman, period, in this game, for sure.
Yeah, it is real.
Well, you definitely represent for the sisters. How do you feel about being compared to, like, a Little Kim?
Oh, I don't think I'm a comparison. I don't think we compare. We ain't like...
So it's just one Red,
totally,
huh?
Different. Yeah, it's just one Red, you know. Just one Dirty Red. The route is every day, all day. I mean, Lil' Kim, she on like a up north type vibe, you know. I'm Dirty South all day long. So it's really no comparison there. There's no comparison with no Dirty South chick either. So it's just, I am who I am. They are who they are.
Why do you think people compare you to Lil' Kim, though?
I spit a little bit, you know. I got a little creativism or whatever in my little writing, so, you know, I can get on that nigga, you know, stuff like she can get on, and I can also be on the female tip quick, so
that's very diverse,
the diversity, you know, that we both can bring to a track, you know what I mean? I think that's probably, you know, a reason.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was reading your website, and I see you got the thing going on about the she pimp. Can you explain what that is?
Oh, she pimp. Oh, that was my...
Yeah, what's the she pimp?
That was the big state that I put out a couple of years ago. It's titled She Pimp, because a lot of stuff on the mixtape was basically geeked toward men, you know what I'm saying, and pimping and stuff like that. So it was just called She Pimp. So, you know, that was my little theme for a minute, you know, until I switched up.
Okay, now what you on now?
I'm on Hood Grown with a raw every day, all day, just dirty, you know what I mean? Dirty Red, you know, just keeping everything raw. Like, I write my own lyrics, you know what I'm saying, and everything. So it's like, I kind of just keep it real.
That's right, and you definitely be keeping it real. I was going to say, can you tell some of Her Voice listeners where they can check out Dirty Red if they want to hear?
Oh, most of www.dirtyred.com. That's DURTYRED.com. I'm also on MySpace, Dirty Red One.
Mm-hmm.
So we doing it big. You know, it's making it happen down here. Trying to get ready to get on a tour. You know, let's try to set up a little female tour with the chicks around here. You know what I'm saying? In the Bay Area or whatever. So we can go ahead and get ourselves heard.
Oh, that's hot.
Now, what you doing things on your own? You haven't, you know, you're coming out as an artist. You have the company thing going on. You're doing it by yourself. Do you find it a bit challenging?
Oh, most definitely. It's definitely challenging being a female, you know what I'm saying, in charge and having to deal with an industry that's 95% men. and, you know what I'm saying, and just having to deal with them and keeping your legs closed at the same time and just not feeling that, you know?
Yeah, how you deal with that when that's what I'm about to get on, you know, you are female, and we do know that it's all male and male dominated. How do you keep that balance, and how do you keep from having to keep your legs closed?
I mean, I just keep everything strictly business, you know what I'm saying? Don't call me after 6, that's after business hours, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
If you get on something other than business, then I got to go. I get busy real quick. Oh, I got to call her live, whatever it might be. You know, I just really don't. I just straight up tell her straight up. I'm all about business, you know what I'm saying? And that's how I leave. And if you're not about that, then I can't deal with you. I don't care what status you on. Because if that's what you're looking for in me, then I don't need your business, period, point blank. That's how I look at it.
Has that gotten in your way? Have you lost business because of that?
No, because I'm on the grind so hard out here. It's almost like you got to deal with me. You know what I'm saying? You want to deal with me because you like my work ethic. You know, that's really what I come across more of so well, because it's like a woman can carry herself in a promiscuous way and carry herself, and a man is going to feel like he can try you, you know what I'm saying, the third way. But if you carry yourself in a way that you don't even see them like that, you just handling your business and you look like you busy, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
They less likely to try you like that.
Okay. Okay. Now, we know that the South is blowing up, period. I see all the guys in the South out, and they're just taking it over. So do you think that the guys blowing up the South is going to help you any in being a female coming out from the South? Because, you know, I hear you mention Nia X, but I haven't really seen any females from the South like really come out and bring it like that into the mainstream. So do you think that they have paved the way for you?
That it's a lot of stuff that happened as far as females in the South that has made it bad for females in the South.
Like what?
I don't really choose to speak on it, but it's just, you know what I'm saying, some things that just happen where they don't really take the opportunity that's given to them and take it to the next level. You know what I'm saying? I think there's a lot of greedy people in the South. But as far as the South blowing up, I mean, I like the movement, you know what I'm saying? And hopefully us females can coattail, you know, on the movement. But, you know, it's really up to, I don't know.
No, but you, I really
up
look
to the grind, you know what I'm saying? And what type of grind you have, and if you're willing to continue on to that grind, with that grind, until it pops.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, you know, her voice is all about the black female and representing the black female and uplifting the black female and making sure our image is protected. What do you think your image is? I mean, when people look at you, what do you think they see, or what do you want them to see besides, like, a female on the grind? Because we got to do that, too. But as far as the positivity in our image.
The positive part of me is really I'm just a very positive person. But when people look at me, as far as they first impression, they think I'm a pretty girl. You know what I mean? But then, you know, when I come out of my mouth and it's nothing but the real, you know, that's what I want people to see in me. You know what I'm saying? And I'm a real chick, and there's no phony stuff going on with me. You know what I'm saying? It's none of that. I'm above and beyond you. I'm gonna tell you what's really real. And when I spit my lyrics, it's tricky. You know what I'm saying? From a real standpoint, from the streets. If I ain't got diamonds, I ain't gonna talk about diamonds. You know what I'm saying? If I'm not living in a mansion, I'm not finna talk about me living in no mansion, because it's a lot of people that don't relate to that. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So I try to talk about what's really real, and that's what I, you know, try to relate to my audience. That's what my audience feels in me. So
you have anything coming up? When can we look for you? When you coming out? Are you signed yet?
Nah, I'm unsigned. I'm still pushing the independent, the album Hood Grown. They can get that from the website, you know what I mean? We pushing that on the streets. We got it in the stores too, but we really pushing it on the streets. Because really the promotional backing is really not there at the time. So we, you know, kind of just doing it ourselves until we get that promotional back. And we got some stuff on the table, you know what I mean? So they'll be here in the Dirty Red real soon. So it'll be going down. Just remember that name, Dirty Red.
Oh,
go
absolutely.
To the site and see that face. And you hear me coming to your town, come out and holler at your girl.
That's right.
You want to give us a little freestyle before we go?
A freestyle. Let's see.
You can do a little bit of put your hands.
Dirty dirty red, so fresh. The girls stay so clean. But when you see me, I might just be mean, mugging you because I don't play games. All I do is sit around and hang in the studio and just do my thing. Because Dirty Red, I'm all of the blame. West Temple Heights, where I'm from. So don't play me if you don't got the gun. Because baby boy, I'm coming with a click. And we going to chop, chop, chop off the... Ooh, I can't say that on the radio, so I ain't gonna give you no more. That's Dirty Red, I'm about to go.
That's hot, Red. Y'all, somebody better holler at this girl and pick her up. That's hot, Red. You gonna be the one repping for the women in the South. Because really, it ain't no sisters coming out the South like that. We thought Kaya was gonna do it. I don't know what
Where
happened.
Where did she go? This is her voice. I can't, you know, that's another topic, another show. But can you tell everybody where to pick you at again?
Say what, sis? I ain't even hear you.
Tell everyone where to catch you at again. Where can they reach Dirty Red? How can they get at Dirty Red?
Dirty Red is at www.dirtyred.com. That's DURTYRED.com. Check me out. Holler at me. Leave me a message on my page. You feel me? That's what it is.
That's why I holla at her. And thank you guys so much for tuning in to her voice with our special guest, Miss Dirty Red.
And I stopped at her voice. Appreciate you for having me.
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure. That's how we doing it. Representing the sisters and getting our unsung sheroes out and letting everybody know about our sisters who's working hard behind the scenes and who's doing the doggone thing. And to my partner, Miss D. Neal, I thank you, my sister. And our engineer, Mr. Chili Chill, thank you again, brother, once again. You're doing it. And again, tune in and check us out again next week. Thank you again for listening to her voice. God bless.